Today, Friday, March 9th, 2018, it's the final day to enroll at Entree Architect Mastermind. It's going to close today, and it won't be open for several months. Resources, training, and a powerful peer group that will help you accomplish your most ambitious goals. Learn more at entrearchitect.com/mastermind. You are listening to Entree Architect Podcast, and this is episode 210. Welcome back to Entree Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. Whether you have plans to someday start your own firm, or you may be in the process right now of launching a startup, is that you? Or you may be like me, an experienced small firm architect just trying to make a difference every day. This podcast is for you. My goal is to inspire you to build a better business so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. You know, the one thing that surprised me most when launching Entree Architect back in 2012 and starting to grow this community of small firms, the one thing that surprised me more than anything is how similar we all are. Whether you're a sole practitioner working in Maine or leading a small firm in Nairobi, we're all small firm architects. We're all struggling with the same issues and trying to contribute to the world the best we can through our designs and through our architecture firms. This week, I'm speaking with a longtime friend of Entree Architect, someone leading an organization dedicated to helping us small firm architects succeed and grow. Charette Venture Group invests in small firms, and today we're discussing the business issues facing each one of us, how to plan for success and build a thriving architecture firm that makes an impact in the world. This week at Entree Architect Podcast, lessons learned from investing in 15 architecture firms with my friend Todd Redding of Charette Venture Group. This episode of Entree Architect Podcast is supported by our longtime platform sponsors, RCAT, FreshBooks, and Core by BQE Software. And I'm going to share more about these great companies later, so listen up. But before we get started, just take a quick note right now. Go put it in your iPhone or jot it down. Go say hi to them. Go check them out. RCAT, FreshBooks, Core by BQE. Let them know that you appreciate them for supporting us here at the Entree Architect Podcast, because they are supporting you, the Entree Architect community. Todd Redding, welcome back to Entree Architect Podcast.
Thanks, Mark. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back, my friend. Let me just remind people who you are, if anybody doesn't know who you are. We've actually grown pretty significantly since the last time you were on the show here. So most of my community probably knows who you are, but there probably are a few who don't. Todd Redding is the president and CEO of Charette Venture Group. And Todd and CVG and Matt Ostenick, the original founder of Charette Venture Group, are longtime friends of Entree Architect and investors in our company, in the growth of our company. So they're a part of our family. Todd's been here before, actually all throughout Entree Architect. He's done two podcast episodes, episode 103, which was three roadblocks experienced by every entrepreneur architect and what to do about it. So that was a great episode. We also had him on episode 151, how to grow your architecture firm. So anybody who wants to go from a small firm to a bigger firm, that's where you want to go for that. And he's also taught at the Entree Architect Masterclass, how to supersize your small firm. And that's inside our private membership for small firms. That's the Entree Architect Masterclass. Todd, you've been here before. You've shared your origin story before. But I'd like to sort of remind people who you are, sort of what Charette Venture Group is all about, what your mission is, and then we'll sort of roll right into a conversation.
Yeah, that sounds great. You know, as you were telling those past episodes, it's hard to believe that I knew anything to talk about at those times. Like, we've learned so much so fast over the last 3 years that as I look back, I'm like, on year one, what was I thinking? I didn't know anything. How did I ever even do a podcast?
Yeah, and you're not an architect. You're a business and entrepreneur expert.
Right, right, absolutely. And so it's been a huge learning curve for me personally, as well as the whole CVG team, as we work with more and more firms. It's like, you look at where we are today, and it just blows me away that I had anything to say even a year ago, because we've learned so much in such a fast time.
Yeah. Yeah. So remind people who CVG is, what the mission is, and your role in the organization.
Yeah, sure. Thank you for the opportunity. Shred Venture Group. We started in 2014. Our mission is to be the best in the world at helping small architecture firms become stronger and more profitable businesses. We are a team of 11 people, and we work entirely in the virtual space. So we are literally spread from London to Mexico City. We do not have a physical office, so to speak. I have a small office that I spend some time in just to get me out of the house. But, you know, our world is really on video conferencing and spending time on site with the firms that we work with. But that's our mission. We work with small firms on virtually every aspect of their business except actual design work. Even though half the team has a background in architecture and many are licensed architects, our focus is the business side of running your small firm and helping you really improve it as a business and grow it as a strong, profitable business.
And what's your background again? Because I mentioned you're not an architect.
No, I'm an entrepreneur. I own a small restaurant. I have an MBA from Northwestern University. Have been involved in, you know, businesses all of my career, and sort of running and starting businesses. Teach entrepreneurial strategies at the University of Iowa. So, you know, running a business is my passion. I love virtually all kinds of industries. I've been exposed to everything from technology to manufacturing to the food industry, so, and now architecture. So,
yeah.
And but all the business side.
And you've been a tremendous help to Entre Architect and our growth. You know, so the growth that people have seen us experience at Entre Architect from launching in 2012 all the way through the investment in 2015, significant growth since 2015, and like I said, with the podcast, you know, exploding with listeners. It's a tribute to CVG and their help getting us to where we are. So thank you for that. I want to sort of launch with that.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's been great. We've learned a lot from Entre Architect as well.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to come bring you back on the show, talk about those 3 years, because you've learned so much in the last 3 years. There's a tremendous value of information there. And so I thought maybe we can have that conversation. You know, you're now invested in 15 architecture firms. You've grown to 11, a team of 11. The last time you were here, you were probably around 4 or 5 investments and probably 2 full-time people would be my guess, is probably the last time you were on.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
So significant growth in the last few years. So I'm sure there are lots of lessons learned through that process. Both, you know, from you personally as well as from CVG's point of view and what you're doing and how you're doing it. So let's talk about that. What are some of the things, what's like the biggest thing that you've sort of experienced with working with these 15 architecture firms and getting them to where they need to go?
Yeah, so I guess the first thing that I would say, that's been surprising to me as I've learn more about this space, and I don't know that it's unique to small architecture firms. I think some of it is unique to our role with these firms. Like, I've run businesses before. You know, I've been in the role of hiring and building teams and reporting to a board of directors and running a business. In this situation, we become real partners with these firms, and it's a different relationship. And so one of the things that's been really eye-opening to me is the depth of that relationship, right? I dare to say it's personal.
Yeah.
You know, it's, there's certainly, I mean, it's very focused on the firm. I don't want to imply that it's you know, that these are all my best friends, but they are definitely friends. They are people that I care deeply about. And I think our whole CVG team does. And so you have these, because our arrangement is a long-term contract. So that, you know, we sign 5-year contracts with these firms.
And they're not equity deals, right? Because that's a question people ask me all the time.
No, we don't take an equity stake in any of the firms that we work with. We are paid a percentage of the firm's revenue. So, you know, one thing that's really different about CVG is that when we sit back and we look at a board, you know, where we're scribbling out what we're going to earn in revenue in 2018, and we ask ourselves, how can we increase that revenue so that we can do more things, hire more people? There's only one answer to that. You have to increase the revenue of the firms that are under contract with us. That's the only way we can, like, we can't upsell. You know, I can't go decide that we're going to spend more billable hours on this firm than this firm. None of that is relevant to our world. The only way we increase CVG's revenues is by increasing the revenues of the firms under contract. And that changes the entire relationship.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, our interactions at times with our firms, they're very honest and direct. And, you know, sometimes we're telling them things they don't want to hear, and we're not worried about being fired, you know, and they want us to be direct and honest with them and to share our expertise in a real honest way. So I guess that's the first thing that's been most surprising is the depth of those relationships. You know, all 15 firms that we work with, we have a really close, trusting, long-term relationship with.
Yeah, I would, you know, that's definitely happened with us. You know, you and I have become friends, and you can tell, and I can imagine it's even more so with an architecture firm, because an architecture firm, and for me with Entree Architect, it's the same, and my architecture firm, but it's a personal business. You know, that when we become architects and we get into the business of architecture, it is personal. You know, it's something, it's who we are, you know.
Right.
And so when you become a partner in one of these companies, from an investment point of view, there's probably no choice but to become part of that. In order for them to be able to succeed, you have to become part of that culture.
Yeah. And what is surprising to me is how similar the people and the cultures are among all 15. I mean, remember, these 15 firms stretch from Vermont to Seattle. I mean, they're all over the United States, and they are all shapes and sizes, from a 15 person firm in Fairhope, Alabama, you know, to a sole proprietor in New England. So, I mean, they're all different shapes and sizes, but the culture and the values are all very similar. And that's been very surprising, very rewarding, you know, and I don't totally know what drives that. As I think about the firms that have walked away from the conversation with CVG, or CVG has walked away from the conversations with them, you know, it's always started to go down a path that was just not built on trust. For whatever reason, we didn't trust that this was the right deal, or it got overly obsessed with the dollars and the cents. You know, we really feel like what we bring to the table is incredibly valuable, and you get it for a really cheap price, to be honest with you. I mean, the percentage is, you know, it's a third of what it would take to hire 10 consultants in 10 different categories all at the same time, working on all of these different pieces simultaneously. So, you know, when the conversation starts to get really obsessed about dollars and cents or the length of the contract, or, you know, it hasn't worked out. And so the result is that the 15 that it has worked out with, you know, they're just totally trusting of us. We're totally trusting of them. They're totally focused on growing their firm, on hiring good people, on earning a profit, on, you know, so that they can do the design work that they're passionate about. But they completely understand that running their business is their first priority. And that has produced, I dare say, a company, a community of really like-minded, passionate people who enjoy one another's company, I guess. It'd be a great party to have us all in the same room.
Let's take a quick break to say thank you to our platform sponsors here at Entree Architect: Arcat, FreshBooks, and Core by BQE Software. It's what many professionals in architecture dread: editing down a manufacturer specifications. Don't you hate that? You're staring down a 54-page specification, and you only want one product of all its attributes. There's a better way. And it's not throwing the entire specification into the project documents. It's RCAT's Spec Wizard. RCAT.com has a Spec Wizard. Spec Wizard is a unique tool that allows you to specify a product in minutes, not hours, by turning a specification into a simple-to-use website. Just select the products and the options you want to specify and generate a three-part CSI spec in multiple formats. It's that simple, and best of all, like everything at RCAT, it's free and requires no registration. Go to RCAT.com and try the better way of specifying products, Spec Wizard, and let them know that we sent you from Entree Architect by using our link at entrearchitect.com/RCAT. That's A-R-C-A-T, entrearchitect.com/RCAT. FreshBooks makes it simple. FreshBooks makes it simple to send invoices, post your expenses automatically, track your time for the whole team, by project, and get organized with reports, communication, and notifications. It does everything. And my favorite feature in FreshBooks is the automated invoice reminders. I love this feature. I think sending invoices and getting paid is one of the biggest barriers to our success as entrepreneur architects, right? Who has the time? But if we don't send out invoices, we're not going to get paid, right? FreshBooks makes it easy to send out invoices and get paid online with a click of a button. And when your client doesn't pay you on time, FreshBooks will send them a friendly email reminder through a simple system that you control. Sign up for a free 30-day unrestricted trial and get ready for the simplest way to be more productive, organized, and most importantly, my favorite and yours, get paid faster. Visit entrearchitect.com/FreshBooks to access FreshBooks for free. And be sure to enter Entree Architect in the How Did You Hear About Us section. One of the most often requested resources here at the Entree Architect community is project management software. How do we do all this? How do we keep everything organized? How do we keep our projects and our people organized while we grow as entrepreneur architects? Well, today's podcast is sponsored by our friends at BQE Software, the makers of the award-winning BQE Core. Core puts project management, business intelligence, billing, time and expense tracking, and accounting together on one intuitive, powerful platform. With its cloud platform and mobile apps, makes it easy. Core lets you manage people, projects, and profits from anywhere that you have an internet connection. Get your fully functional 15-day trial of Core by going to entrearchitect.com/BQE. That's entrearchitect.com/BQE. RCAT, FreshBooks, and BQE Software, please visit our platform sponsors today and thank them for supporting you, the Entree Architect community. I've said it before on the podcast. I've written about it. The importance of saying no. You started talking about, you know, that there were just some that just weren't the right click. It wasn't really a conflict. It just didn't fit. That it wasn't right. And so you chose to walk away, or they chose to walk away, and it just wasn't the right thing at the right time. And I think that architecture firms across the board will benefit from that. That sometimes, when those red flags are going off, you need to pay attention to those red flags and say no, even if it is a tremendous opportunity. You know, you look at from an architect's point of view, maybe it's a new custom home that's going to be modern, and it's just this, it's a project of a lifetime, but the client's a nightmare, and you know it from the day one, right? And they're not trusting you from the very beginning, and they're talking about trying to get as little money, allow you to charge as little as possible, and all the bells and whistles or all the flags are going off. You just have to listen to that. Even when it's the opportunity of a lifetime, it will never end well if you go there.
Absolutely. I'm going to recommend a book to your listeners, Mark. It's one that I've been reading. Matt actually recommended it to me, but it's called High Performance Habits by Brendan Burchard. And Brendan can be very salesy. And if you watch any of the videos, it can feel like you're, you know, they're all about changing your life and gaining happiness and all of this. But there are some really good lessons in the book. And one of the first lessons is just this idea of clarity of focus, you know, and having a very clear idea of what you want to accomplish. And in my opinion, among all of the firms that we've worked with over the last 3 years, that's been the single greatest challenge for many of the architects that are trying to run a business. They are so talented at focusing on details, you know, on really, you know, they're trained to drill into these details. And when you're running a business, you really have to make sure you're focusing on the right details, right? And I think that's one of the things that we try to help them with more than anything is, you know, really having a clear understanding of what they need to focus on and what they don't need to focus on. And as I say, that's sort of what led the 15 that are currently under contract to be such a good group is they did focus on the right things. When they were negotiating with us, when they were considering CVG as a partner, you know, they focused on, are we trustworthy? Are the people they're working with, you know, happy with their services? You know, do they have the skills and the knowledge that they say they do? And then they were like, let's go, you know. And the others were wanting to get, you know, into all kinds of details that really weren't important to negotiating the outcome.
Yeah. And from a business point of view, it sort of leads back to planning, right? It leads back to when you're talking about big picture, and if architects are so focused on the details, we're not so focused on the big picture. From a business point of view, the best way to do that is to look at a plan and put together a structure that sort of helps you get through the process of what is the important things to look for, you know, mission and vision and all right. The things that go into a business plan. Do you find that that's one of the things that when you first start with an architecture firm, that the business plan is either underdeveloped or non-existent?
Totally. You know, non-existent would be the first answer.
Right.
For those that have,
I was being kind.
yeah. For those that have put some time and some thought into planning, it's not uncommon for a firm to have some real good answers to what do you think we're going to do in terms of revenue in 2018? And they've thought about that. You know, maybe they even have a budget where they've said that, you know, that's going to be $1 million this year. But then you go to the next question of, okay, how does that $1 million break out in terms of market segment, project types, you know, client types? Let's kind of plan out that $1 million a little bit and compare it to what you've done in the past, what percentage of your revenues came from, you know, commercial and residential and so forth. They haven't really gone to that step. And then the next step is, now that we understand what percentage of that $1 million is going to be divided by project type, what do we currently have under contract in each of those categories that we know we're going to invoice? So in other words, how far are you stretching that goal? You know, if you've already got $500,000 under contract in residential and custom home design, and your goal is $500,000 in 2018, we've already reached it, right? So where does that really need to fall out? And then, you know, to carry it even further operationally, how are we structuring the budget so that our marketing dollars and our business development dollars are allocated by each of these project types or each of these market segments so that we're putting the right pieces in place to ensure that we achieve those goals. And so those are the kinds of questions that we get into in deeper layers that, you know, most every firm that we work with has not gone through that process to really define those kinds of things. And it's important because, you know, We definitely want to create firms that are extremely forward thinking and are proactive about growing their business. They're thinking about opportunities and threats that are going to face us next year rather than being back on your heels and just reacting to everything. You know, if you're running a firm that its only business development strategy is answer the phone, you know, someday you're going to be in trouble because the phone's going to stop ringing. And so we work really hard to position our firms into that proactive forward-thinking model as much as possible.
And I think when times are good, like we've had the last couple of years, right. You know, architecture firms have seen some good times. The tough times are coming back. You know, they're right around the corner. And if we don't have some sort of plan for that on how we're going to ride through that wave, you won't ride through that. That wave is going to crash right on top of you, and it's... And it's like Todd said, it, you know, the phone's going to stop ringing. And when it does, what are you going to do if you don't have a strategy in place to compensate for that?
I would say that another area that that many of our firms focus on, that where we work with them on these areas, is to understand the efficiencies of the firm. You know, when you're growing and revenues are increasing and everybody's busy trying to meet deadlines and keep up with things, it's very easy for productivity and efficiency to fall to the back burner. And then, you know, we hear it every single week. My revenues are up, my profit is down. And so this is the time to make sure that you're evaluating the efficiencies of all of your staff. You know, full-time architects that are doing all billable work, they're not responsible for business development or marketing or operations or finance, any of the other non-billable activity, they need to be 85% billable. And it's very easy for you to look back at the first quarter of 2018 and ask yourself, were they 85% billable? You know, if they were 60% billable or less, and there's not a really well-defined reason for that, then that's something you as a firm owner should definitely start paying attention to. Some areas that you can really focus on is to make sure that everyone in your firm understands what the budget is for the phase that they're working on. What are the hours that we allocated when we priced this project? What is the, you know, how can I be aware of that as an architect? Your entire team needs to know what's expected at each phase of the project. And so those are just some suggestions of ways to really make sure your firm is headed in the right direction.
Yeah, have a defined project management strategy that you know exactly. Your project management strategy shouldn't be, oh, I design it and then I respond.
Right.
You know, you should have a whole process, a system in place. So this is how you're going to do the work. This is how much money it's going to take to do the work. And this is how much money is going to be coming in through that project by doing that work. And that happens through putting together a plan and a strategy and building the systems required for that. And if you don't do that, you're responding and you're just sort of waiting for the phone to ring. So,
yeah. And it's all part of that topic of trying to be proactive, forward thinking, proactive, planning for the future, ensuring that all your pieces are working in the right way that they should, all the pieces of your business. And that doesn't just happen. You know, You've got to really develop your plan to make that happen.
Yeah. And anybody who's listens to this podcast for any amount of time has heard me, you know, constantly ring the chimes of business planning. You know, I've done sessions on business planning. I've written articles on the blog. I've done podcasts on it. You've talked about it here in the past. It's the most important thing to start with, I would say. I mean, if you're any business, but especially an architecture firm, you have to have a business plan. And CVG does a business plan competition. This is the fourth time.
Yeah, this is the fourth time. We took last year. We put it on hold because we were quite busy. We are right. This year too, but
was affecting you. So you did three, and then this is the fourth time. I've been lucky enough to been asked to be a jurist on all of the competitions, so I appreciate that. I love being involved in it. I wanted to talk about that a little bit as well, because you obviously from our conversation here, it's the most important thing an architect can do is to put together a business plan, and so. By hosting the annual Charette Venture Group business plan competition, it encourages people to, you know, to sort of put together a business plan, submit it, and maybe even win. You know, there's an award here. So I wanted to talk about that a little bit. Let's sort of give people the details of the 2018 CVG business plan competition. What is it? Who's it for? That kind of stuff. Let's start with what it is.
Well, we've changed it around quite a bit this year. We've restructured it based on what we've heard from all of the firms that have participated in past years. And one of the most common things that we heard from everyone that registered for the competition was, thank you for compelling me to finally do this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, even people that didn't make it to the finalist round, they would say to us that, you know, just having that competition got us to sit down and think about this plan and get some things on paper. So we really took that to heart, and a lot of your feedback, Mark, really helped us get to this place. So we restructured the registration process, which used to be you basically just put your first name, last name, email address down, and you were registered for the competition. Whereas this year, it's a more lengthy form. And it's actually asking you questions like, what is the vision for your business? You know, what are your projected revenues for 2018? And if you're just thinking of starting this business, you know, you can modify your answers to fit whatever, you know, position of readiness you are to launching your business. But it's intended to really ask you some specific questions about where is this thing headed, you know? And that is right at the front registration level, right? To get in the competition, you've got to fill out this form. It's on our website at SharetteVG.com. It's free. All of the information you put in that form is going to be confidential. The only people who will see it will be, you know, my team and our jurors, and it'll be destroyed after that. We're only going to use it for the competition. But you go in, you register for it, fill out that information, and then we have four jurors that are going to review all of the registrations, and we're going to select 15 semifinalists. We've never done this before.
Right.
But we really want to have an impact on people's lives. I mean, the whole reason we do this competition is to positively impact this industry. We don't make any money. We definitely don't make any money on the competition. It gives us some exposure, which is great. But really, the reason we do it is because we want small firms to have an opportunity to spend time with us and spend time themselves creating good quality business plans. So 15 semifinalists, and we schedule one-on-one interviews with all 15 of them. And those interviews are going to be, we're going to pull up their registration form, and we are going to ask them specific questions about their plan, about, you know, where they are in the life cycle of their business, and respond to it too. Give them some feedback on their registration, on their plan, answer questions, be a resource for them. And then we're going to summarize that one-on-one interview and combine it with their registration form. And then the jurors are going to select from all of that, and from those 15, select five finalists. And then each of the finalists will have an opportunity to present their full plan on a video conference where all four jurors are in front of them. And they can, you know, basically pitch their plan of, here's what we're trying to do with this company, and answer questions of the jurors, and go through their final interview. And then from those five, the jurors will select one winner, and the winner will receive, you know, we're combining a lot of different things. We're saying $5,000 in cash and prizes. It may be much more than that. Just sort of depends on the sponsors and the people that we get involved. But of that $5,000, for sure, we're going to bring them to New York City for the AIA National Convention in June. And we're going to have a big reception like we've done in the past, partnering with Entre Architect. Invite, you know, everybody that's part of our community, part of your community, to get together, and then we're going to celebrate the winner at that reception.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. That's going to also, we're combining the Entre Architect meetup, which we do at every AIA conference, and the Charette Venture Group reception, which we've also done after every competition. We're bringing them together so we can bring both communities together and have a really awesome party. So that's going to be a good time. So before anything, I want to sort of talk about the new structure that you just described. I love that new structure because it's an incentive for my community to put together a business plan. It's going to be a step-by-step to fill in the blanks. And when you're done, even if if all you do is submit it and it never goes from anywhere from that, you and now have a business plan. It's a simple way to put together a business plan. So I encourage everybody who's listening to go over there. It's right. It's right on the CVG homepage. It's SharetteVG.com. And you can just click the red button and it'll take you to the registration and learn all about that. Who is it for?
Well, it's for anyone that is currently owns an architecture firm, and anyone that plans to start an architecture firm within the next year. And when I say plans to start a firm, I mean, you need to be serious about it, right? This needs to be something that you truly believe you're going to do, because the jurors will, you know, sort of wait, at least in my opinion, and Mark, you can comment on this, but, you know, when they look at all of the applications, you know, we get everything under the sun from, you know, a sort of a pipe dream that this is something I may do someday, all the way to I've had this business now for 10 years. And, you know, we want to be helping firms that are currently operating or have a realistic view of operating in the near future. There does need to be a licensed architect, at least on the team. So it doesn't have to be a licensed architect that's completing the form. If you own a firm and you are not licensed, but you have a licensed architect on staff that can be a part of the team submitting the application, that's fine. But we definitely want a licensed architect to be among the applicant audience. And other than that, it can be anywhere in the United States and anywhere in Canada. Unfortunately, we're not in Europe yet. There's a couple more legal hoops we have to jump through to launch a European competition. I'd like to believe that's coming in the not so distant future. But right now it's just the United States and Canada.
Yeah. Yeah. It's exciting. And I love being a juror. I love the out of the box submissions, the ones that sort of take the architecture firm and sort of spin it all around and come up with these new incredible ideas. But that's not the only, the only way to run an architecture firm. A traditionally run, sit down in front of a drafting board and design, those two are awesome, awesome submissions. So I encourage both, especially the people who have those big ideas. This is a great opportunity to sort of take those big ideas and get them down on paper and figure out how to make them actually work. Who are the other jurists?
So we're still finalizing the pool, but for sure it's yourself, Eric Reinhold.
Yeah, so members of our community will be really excited about that 30x40 workshop. Eric Reinhold,
we're thrilled to have Eric on there. Mac Walcott, Mac has owned Wave Architects in Fairhope, Alabama. They just celebrated their 30th year anniversary recently, and they are an investment partner of CVG. Mac is just an amazing guy. I mean, he's seen all kinds of things over his career, brings a lot of experience to the table. So I'm thrilled he's going to take the time to do it. And then Amanda Whalew, who Amanda and her firm Delve Design in Indianapolis, Indiana, were the winners of the 2016 competition. I think that's
Was it
15 or 16? I can't remember.
I don't remember, but yeah, but sorry, a former winner, and they had a great model. I love their model.
Yeah. So. And Amanda really understands the marketing side and the operational side of the firm. And Delve has been doing great things in Indianapolis. So she's going to bring a lot of good experience to the table as well.
So again, for people who want to submit a registration, it's at charettevg.com right there on the homepage. Just click the red button and it'll take you right there. Is there anything else you want to talk about with the business plan competition before we
wrap up? I'd like to mention that we are currently really putting a lot of time in planning for the 2018 National Convention in New York. It is going to be good. We're hopeful that a lot of you attend. But one thing we want you to be on the lookout for is we're working on a space that that will be near the convention center, but it is exclusive to small firms. That the activities that go on in this space are things that all of you would be very interested in. So Mark, the Entree Architect, is going to have a presence there. We'll do a broadcast from there and do some activities there. But the entire CVG team is going to be in New York for this convention. And we're going to be putting together all kinds of programs within this space that will be appealing to small firms. We sort of feel like that's an area that tends to get lost in the size and magnitude of the convention. So we wanted to have something that was unique and exclusive to small architecture firms.
Yeah, I'm super excited about that. It's sort of the small firm hub of the conference. It's not specifically affiliated with the AI convention, but we're planning it to be concurrent with the convention. So while you're there, if you're thinking there's nothing there for small firms, we are there and we're going to present for small firms. I did announce that we're doing a live mastermind meeting. We're having 20 people. They can come in, they can join us. It's a live event, entrearchitect.com/New York. If you want to find out information, there are still seats available for that if you're interested. And CVG is going to be involved in that. And we're also going to do some live broadcasts from I'm calling it the CVG suite. I don't know what we're officially branding it, but that's what I love calling it. But we'll be there. We're going to be there as a significant presence at the AIA conference on architecture in New York in June. It's June 20th is my session, but we're going to have it from Wednesday, the 20th through Friday.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. So the 20th to the 22nd, we'll be there. And we're looking at some pretty cool spaces. I don't think we've finalized the actual space yet, but they're pretty cool spaces. So they're going to be walking distance from the convention, and it'll be good. So definitely look out for more information. Thanks for bringing that up, Todd. I forgot all about that. So watch for that. You want to be there. So if you weren't going to go to the convention, now's your opportunity to go to the convention. Even if you don't go to the convention, just come hang out with us. It's going to be a fun time. I've had people come to the meetup, in Orlando and in Atlanta, just to come to the meetup. Didn't go to the conference, just flew in just to hang out with the community. So this is the time where you can, all the people that you hang out with at the Entree Architect Facebook group and in the membership, this is the opportunity for you to all come together and hang out and have a good party or do some training, and it'll be a good time.
Yeah, and make connections too. You know, we talked a little bit about the unique aspects of our community, but as everyone who's listening to this knows, you know, it's very different running a small architecture firm than it is working for, DLR or something. I mean, it's a whole new and whole different environment, and the challenges that you face are unique, and the problems that keep you awake at night are unique. And so, the experience in New York is intended to give you some support, and give you some contacts, some people that live in a similar world and can help you, feel like you're not alone out in that world of trying to run a small firm.
Yeah. Yeah. We tend to often feel forgotten, in the big profession, and we're not forgetting you. We are small firm architects, CVG and Entree Architect. That's why we've paired up to do all the things that we've done in the past. We're only here to make the profession better through small firms. So think about coming and joining us. It'll be a good time. So Todd, thank you very much for coming and talking a little bit about CVG and what you've learned about the business plan competition and the announcement for New York. I appreciate you sharing your knowledge here at Entree Architect Podcast.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity, Mark. Thank you very much. And to all of you out there listening, visit the website. Let us know if we can ever be of any assistance to you in any way.
Yeah, that's charettevg.com. Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, Mark. Take care.
I encourage you to share this episode with a friend. That's how we are doing it here at Entree Architect Podcast. It's how we're growing. We're doing it one architect at a time. And it's because of you sharing this episode. This episode is entrearchitect.com/episode210. That's the link to share. Go share that right now. Put it in your Facebook. Tweet it out on Twitter. Put it on LinkedIn. Email it to a friend. Roll around the corner and say, hey, right there in your office, say, tap somebody on the shoulder and say, hey, entrearchitect.com/episode210. Go listen right now. That's the way to do it. I appreciate it. Hey, and today is the final day. This is it. Last call for enrollment at Entree Architect Academy.
I encourage you to share this episode with a friend, entrearchitect.com/episode209.
That is closing today.
The link to share.
Resources,
we are growing,
training
exponentially,
and a powerful,
and it is
peer
because
group
of you. Because
help
all
you
I'm doing is
accomplish your
producing
most
and
ambitious
promoting
goals
and creating this
by sharing
content
knowledge
every week,
goals
and you're the one that's
accountability
sharing.
You
are
your progress.
One step at a time. One member at a time.
You're a member.
One listener at a time.
EntreeArchitect.com.
This is your last call before it closes
later today.
Please,
it will not open.
Take 10 seconds
for another few months.
Take that link. EntreeArchitect.com/episode209.
To do that,
put it in your email.
To
send it to a friend that doesn't know who we are
and go see what it's
say,
all
hey,
about.
Go check
click
this
that
out.
Enroll
this is
button.
Get in there.
Give it a shot.
EntreeArchitect.com.
You can just try it for 3 months.
Episode,
you know, and you could cancel anytime if you get in and you're like, oh, this
please.
Is not what I expected.
That's the way we grow
you
this
just
thing.
Just email us. We'll give
hey,
you money.
Hey, enrollment for
There's
the
no
Entree Architect Academy Small Group Mastermind. It's open
now.
It is open. You've been waiting for it.
It's Mark R. LePage.
It's been a while since we've had enrollment open.
I encourage you to
now is the time you've been waiting for it.
So you
this is
can be a
the most
architect.
Powerful
Love,
membership
learn,
program we
share
offer.
Share what you know,
sharing
thanks
knowledge,
for listening.
Setting goals, finding accountability
week.
For your progress. You do this every week in a private, powerful session with a small group of about 10 people in each group. This is where you can change your life. This is where you can change your firm. This is where you will make progress. I promise you, this will change your life. At Entree Architect Mastermind. To learn more, visit Entree Architect.